as you continue to relax, unwind, and anticipate deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis. So just allow yourself to settle comfortably, whether you're reclining in a chair at home or sitting in a sofa. Feel the surface beneath you, supporting every curve of your body. Notice right now how your clothing touches your skin, gentle, reassuring. Allow your hands to rest wherever they feel most natural, perhaps on your lap or just gently on your thighs, doesn't matter where. And as you begin to focus on your breathing, simply notice the in and out rhythm. Inhale softly, exhale fully. That's right. Inhale softly, exhale fully. With each exhale, you may feel a subtle release, as though any tension you've carried is drifting away, floating down like leaves on the gentle autumn breeze. And as you inhale again, you might notice a quiet energy rising, like a soft current in a still pond, carrying with it a sense of calm curiosity. Now imagine a gentle, warm light forming at the crown of your head, soft as morning sunlight filtering through a thin curtain. That light spreads slowly downward, like honey dripping, touching your forehead, your temples, releasing any tightness around your eyes. The warmth moves down behind your eyes, as if gently unlatching the locks of your eyelids, inviting them to soften and close, as they are already closed. That's right. At the same golden warmth drifts over your cheeks, over your jaw. Allow your jaw to relax, lips becoming slightly apart, the tongue resting lightly, as if your mouth barely needs to work to hold itself together. Feel that spread of warmth glide down your neck to your shoulders, each drop dissolving any weight you've carried, like melting candle wax pouring off your skin. You may notice now that with every breath, your shoulders sink more deeply, carried by that sense of release flowing down through your arms to your elbows, to your wrists, to the backs of your hands, all the way to your fingertips. And as that comforting warmth travels down your chest and your back, it feels as though every breath carries a soft sigh, releasing more tension, like a breeze gently fluttering cotton sheets down through your abdomen, your hips, dissolving any tightness in your lower back, down through your thighs, knees, shins, calves, until it reaches your ankles, your feet, and finally your toes, leaving your entire body bathed in a soothing glow of calm. With every gentle exhale, let yourself drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, until your conscious mind finds a quiet resting place and your subconscious mind becomes open, curious, and ready to receive helpful suggestions. Now that you feel the warmth moving through you, it may help to imagine yourself standing at the top of a soft, moss-covered staircase, 10 wide steps leading down into a tranquil hidden garden. With each step you take, you can allow yourself to drift twice as deeply into relaxation. Step 10, feeling calm. Step 9, sinking twice as easily. Step 8, noticing a gentle breeze in your mind. Step 7, breathing softly. Step 6, allowing any lingering thoughts to float away. Step 5. Halfway there now. Step 4. Drifting deeper than ever. Step 3. Every sound around you becomes distant, like a whisper in a dream. Step 2, nearly at the bottom now, calm and receptive, And step one, your subconscious wide open, ready to explore new possibilities. In a moment, you'll imagine stepping off that final stair into a secret garden, a place of vibrant life, shimmering possibility, where every flower, every leaf, every beam of sunlight reminds you that there is always more than enough in life. More opportunities, more love, more joy than you ever imagined. Now, with your eyes closed and your body relaxed, imagine yourself stepping into that garden, the ground beneath your feet is soft and mossy, cradling you like a bed of feathers. You can feel it yield gently to each step, as though the earth itself wants you to walk peacefully. All around you are flowers in every possible hue: crimson, violet, sunflower gold, and pure white. Each one a possibility waiting to be discovered. See a stream flowing nearby, its surface shimmering like liquid silver in the sun. As you tilt your head, you might hear the soft trickle of the water, a gentle, continuous sound reminding you of movement, flow, and renewal. Take a slow, full breath. Inhale the sweet fragrance of jasmine and lavender mixed with the crisp tang of fresh rain. Exhale any lingering doubts, letting them melt away like dew evaporating in the morning. Now, see yourself walking toward a massive oak tree at the center of the garden. Its trunk is solid and reassuring, its branches wide enough to shelter you completely. Notice how its roots stretch deeply, gathering nutrients from a world you cannot always see. Yet, you know they are there, sustaining life. Imagine now that each leaf on that oak tree represents one of your fears that life is finite. That if you pick up one leaf, that is, choose one commitment, you will lose all the others. See those leaves fluttering gently. Some are green and healthy, others tinged with yellow, clinging tightly to branches. As you look, a soft breeze stirs the branches, losing a few leaves. They drift down onto the mossy ground without effort, landing softly, reminding you that even if you let go of one leaf, the tree remains vibrant, full of life, and still connected to the roots that hold abundance beneath the soil. Step closer to the trunk. Place your hand on its bark. Feel its strength and solidity. Know, deep within, that beneath that bark is a pulsing network of nourishment, roots reaching out in every direction beneath the earth. Just as within you is an inner wellspring of creativity, resourceful resources, and love. The tree does not fear letting a leaf fall. It trusts that new leaves will sprout, that sap will continue to flow, that life remains abundant at its core. Notice how, with each breath, you feel more connected to the deep roots of that majestic oak tree. As you breathe in, imagine drawing up fresh, nutrient-rich sap, colors, ideas, inspiration, filling every fiber of your being. As you breathe out, watch any feelings of "I can't have both" flow out of you like leaves on a stream, drifting away, leaving space for something new. In this moment, you can begin to allow a new inner story to unfold. A story that says, "My life is not a zero-sum game. There is always more than enough to go around." Even as you see a few leaves fall, you know the oak will bloom again, stronger than ever. In the same way, even if you invest your attention in one area, family, a job, a hobby, other opportunities don't vanish. They remain available. That's right. Even if you invest your attention in one area, family, job, hobby, other opportunities don't vanish. They remain available. From this place inside, you can recognize that your mind has been playing a trick, making you believe that choosing one thing means losing everything else. But now, as you stand in the shade of that oak, you know you can let go of that old belief. You may feel right now the sense of relief that comes when you realize that abundance is your natural state. You have roots, values, love, creativity that nourish you. When you decide to commit to something new, you are not cutting yourself off from anything. You are merely exploring a new path, knowing you can return to any other path at any time. And as you begin to accept that idea, notice how a gentle warmth radiates through your chest, the warmth of possibility. That warmth might spread to your shoulders like sunshine on spring grass. That warmth might ripple down through your arms, warming your hands, reminding you that you can touch life, shape life, and still return to the roots that sustain you. Now, imagine whispering to yourself softly these words. I choose from a place of abundance. Every choice I make opens new possibilities. It does not close off my life. I trust that in letting go of one possibility, I remain connected to the core of my being, which is always abundant. Now imagine whispering to yourself softly these words again. I choose from a place of abundance. Every choice I make opens new possibilities. It does not close off my life. I trust that in letting go of one possibility, I remain connected to the core of my being, which is always abundant. Allow those words to echo in your mind. each echo softening the old tension of what if I miss out. Each echo reinforcing the truth that you can hold multiple loves, multiple experiences, multiple joys, all at once. And as those words echo, you may notice that the oak tree seems to glow a bit brighter, as if pleased that you are letting go of fear and stepping into trust. Now, begin to notice a future moment, perhaps tomorrow or next week, where a new decision arises. You might see a small scene of yourself receiving an invitation, maybe to a part-time opportunity, perhaps to volunteer or sign up for a class, whatever it might be. Notice how, in that moment, you quietly recall the oak tree, its deep roots, its abundant leaves, its willingness to let go and grow again. You feel a sense of calm curiosity, knowing you can choose this opportunity without fear. You imagine yourself saying yes with an open heart, trusting that abundance will continue to flow like sap in a tree. As that scene fades, bring your awareness back to your breath, feeling the gentle rise and fall, knowing that each time you recall that oak tree, you strengthen your new abundant belief. Now, choose a simple physical cue, perhaps touching the pad of your thumb to the pad of your first finger, creating a tiny circle. In future moments, when you feel a flicker of the thought, "What if I miss out?" you can press thumb to finger and instantly recall the oak tree in that abundance garden, reminding your mind that by choosing one leaf, the tree does not lose its vitality. Let that physical cue become a subtle signal. Breathe in, thumb and finger touch, recalling abundance. Breathe out, releasing fear. And know that each time you do this, the message sinks deeper. You can choose and still have more. Let that physical cue become a subtle sign. Breathe in, thumb and finger touch, recalling abundance. Breathe out, releasing fear. And know that each time you do this, the message sinks deeper. I can choose and still have more. Now, allow your mind to gently drift back toward this room, bringing with you the awareness of that oak tree's unwavering roots. Feel the surface beneath you once again. Feel the weight of your body settling, the rhythm of your breath steady and calm. And when you're ready, you can wiggle your fingers and toes, warming them, bringing gentle movement back into your body. And at your own pace, you can open your eyes, carrying this new sense of abundance with you. That's right. At your own pace, you can open your eyes. There we go.